Shlach Lecha is probably the most tragic parasha in the entire Torah. It begins with people who are slightly deviant, but we didn't know that. Shlach Lecha Anoshim. Anoshim, Rashi says, they were all good people. Yeah, they were all good people, never learnt Musa. And they went out and they destroyed an entire generation. These people were aspiring to come in to Eretz Yisrael, to get their portion in the land, to settle down, to grow, to bring up a family. And that was what they've been through. They've been waiting for these generations in Mitzrayim, 210 years, which who knows how many generations, to come out and be the ones who are noichel the land. And these people, these 10 people, these 10 meraglim, the Eidah Ra Azois, destroy themselves, and they destroyed this entire generation. They all died in a midbar. None of them were able to go into Eretz Yisrael. And ultimately, it was a tragic event, which we find that there was no kapara for. We do not find that they had any tshuva for whatsoever. And we have to understand, very briefly, why exactly they did what they did. We're dealing here with very, very great people of Dor Dea, a generation who were taught by Moshe Rabbeinu, who had the Shechina amongst them. They were able to see the Kovod Hashem coming down. They knew what they were. These people had seen Kriyas Yamsuf. These people had witnessed Matan Torah. And they had thrown it all away and they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not bring us into Eretz Yisrael. And they believed it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have the power to bring us in. So the Mefarshim explain that this was not merely a apikorsus that had no founding. This is an apikorsus that was very much based on a lack of understanding of the purpose of this existence. In other words, they were living in a yeshiva. The Dor Dea was living in a yeshiva dorm. They had their meals provided for them, better than yeshiva meals, right? Okay, they didn't have the onions, didn't have the shum. Yeah, but they were looked after beautifully. Their clothes were dry cleaned on them. They had the best teachers ever. They had no worries of parnosa. They were loaded with wealth. And they were living in this existence of total ruchnius. Every morning, they could see exactly where they were holding ruchnius, how far the mon had gone out. They had a meter exactly where they were holding, exactly where they were. And these people are now supposed to leave behind that existence and go into a mighty land of Eretz Yisrael that is scary, living in a real world, as it were, in the real world. And they were petrified. They didn't feel they were prepared enough. And whatever it was a misjudgment, it was a very, very serious mistake. But ultimately, they fell in, and they did not believe that Kosh Baruch Hu can help them in that existence. They did not believe they realized that was their purpose in their existence, and they fell in, and they did not want to come to Eretz Yisrael.
How many years were they in the desert before this happened?
2 years.
Two years.
Yeah. And they did not realize that the purpose was to leave the desert, to start a new existence in Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem will help. And then we find a fascinating, one of the only places, it's almost unique in the Torah, where we find Klal Yisrael, or part of Klal Yisrael, doing tshuva. And the Medrash brings down, it was that night. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Klal Yisrael, that's it. You're not going into Eretz Yisrael. You're all going to die in the midbar. That's it. It's over. Your children will come in, but you're not going to come in. So the Pasuk says, they cried. Said over while the Kodesh Baruch Hu told them they're all going to die. Vayisablu ha'om ma'oid. And they were very, very upset. Vayashkimu baboike. They got up the next morning. Vayalu el reishahor. And they went to the top of the mountain, Lamor, saying, Hinenu, here we are. Vaolinu el amokim ashom Hashem kichotonu. We made a mistake. We are going to Eretz Yisrael. And we are ready to be moisen nefesh. We made a mistake. And it was wrong. We are ready to go in. We're ready to change our existence. We were wrong. Why are you going against the words of Hashem? It's not going to be matzliach. Al talu, don't go up. Ki ein Hashem bekirbechem. Hashem is not amongst you. Ki amaleki aknadi is in front of you, etc., etc. Vayar pilu lalo is a roisha ahar. And they went up to the top of the mountain. Says unklus vayar shau through rishus went to the top of the mountain. Va'orim bris Hashem amoshe le moshe mekerav machne. and the Oren and Brit Hashem remained in the Machne, and Amalek and Akhnani went out, by Yakum, by Yachtam and Chorma, and destroyed them. And Rabbi Yisai, they went through every level of tshuva. If you go through the levels of tshuva, what are the levels of tshuva? There's Charata. Charata. Charata v'yis'ablu ha'om ma'oid. Charata you have. Aziva sechet. What's the tshuva? Leaving behind the chet. What did they say? Hinenu v'aleinu l'mokim ha'shom ha'ashem. We're going to go up. We can leave that chet behind wanting to stay in the midbar. We're going to go up. Vidui. What's vidui? Ki chatonu. We sinned. Says a Rambam. What is a real chet? How do you get rid of, what's real tshuva? To go to the opposite extreme. Like you take a bent stick, it bends the opposite extreme and it goes to the middle. And they are now willing to do the opposite extreme, to be moisa nefesh, to go in and follow the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is wrong with that? Why wasn't that accepted? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say to him, no, it's even per Hashem, it's not working. They did tshuva, it's one of the only times in history where we find that Klal Yisrael got the message. What is wrong? Why didn't they accept the tshuva? What's going on here?
One time is to go and second time not to
absolutely go. Absolutely.
Now they realize what the consequences were, and they knew they did something wrong. You should have realized your consequences beforehand.
But that's all tshuva. Tshuva is an ability to change the consequence of your thought and to change the reality based on that.
And they did something wrong. You realize you're going to get such and such a punishment. Oh no, I'm going to get such and such a punishment. It's like a kid. You're going to say, oh, I ran into the middle of the road and I got hit over. I'm sorry, I didn't make a mistake. It's too late.
Okay, absolutely right. But sometimes, even with a punishment, it's possible to go back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Nineveh, you're going to be destroyed. You've had your chance, you're going to be destroyed, and that's it. That's a consequence. And it did tshuva. And they were saved. Very often, even after they're told of the punishment, it's not they're all killed, they're not going to do Tchias HaMesim here. Fine, you're not going to be 40 years in the Midbar now. You'll go into Eretz Yisrael. So it's possible to do tshuva. Yeah. So what's Peshat of this? What's Peshat? So there's a beautiful, beautiful piece of Nevensal. A beautiful piece of Nevensal. And he explains that this. And this is something which is extremely profound. And there's a huge amount that is goes beyond the shir, but to think about. And that is like this. What was the chet beforehand? What was the original chet? When Klal Yisrael said, we're not going to Eretz Yisrael, what was the chet? The chet was that I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I know that He exists. I've seen Him. I am fed by Him every single day. I've seen Him on Har Sinai. He's spoken to me, right? I've seen Him on the Yom Suf. I know who He is. But in the real world, quote unquote, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has challenges too. And when it comes to destroying the big giants in Eretz Yisrael, or it comes to giving us Parnos in Eretz Yisrael, or about all controlling our Yetzer Hara in the real world, I don't know. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and there's the real world. And that is why they cried. If they would have known that, what are you talking about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give them a heart attack in a second, they'll all drop dead. What are you talking about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't look after them. Then they wouldn't even have cried. There's no nesayin at all. But they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they recognize and they realize He exists. But in the real world, there's other things as well. That was their original mistake. Now they did tshuva. Kaviyochel, they did tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Rabbi Yisai, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. You are not going into Eretz Yisrael. Now, their tshuva, and that is a tzivui, that is a command. As you said, it's a consequence. This is the Einish, you've got to deal with this now. You're not going into Eretz Yisrael. That is not my rotzen for you to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's not what I want. Now they're saying, Mitzvah Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, Mesiras Nefesh, we're going to go and we're going to conquer, we're going to fight, and we'll do everything we can to win this land. So what are you doing now? There is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there's a real world called a mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. There is Ratzon Hashem, and there's something beyond Ratzon Hashem called a mitzvah, what they believe is Eretz Yisrael. So all they basically did was switched addictions. They had an addiction to looking at Kodesh Baruch Hu as a very powerful figure, but giants are bigger, and there's also there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu and mitzvahs are bigger. And the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael overrides the Ratzon Hashem. Therefore, they didn't have any charata, and they haven't done aziva sachet. They are exactly the same as they were beforehand. Beforehand, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu as relevant, but not completely relevant. And now, with doing this mitzvah, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as relevant, but not completely relevant. There's a mitzvah that overrides Ratzon Hashem. This, Rabbi Yisai, is a very, very profound thought. This is the idea that people sometimes miss the wood for the trees. They see the mezuzah as a shmira. Yeah? The mezuzah is a shmira. The mezuzah is not a shmira. Rabbi Yisrael, I promise you, the mezuzah is not a shmira. It is a piece of cloth. It is a piece of parchment that does absolutely nothing. Because though HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the command to put a mezuzah, the Rotzin Hashem of you putting up the mezuzah gives you shmira. But it's not a mezuzah doesn't do it. It doesn't help to put a mezuzah up on your door and go against Rotzin Hashem and, oi, how did this thing before me? There's a shmira on my door. No, if a person takes Rotzin Hashem and Achdus Hashem out of the picture, then he has nothing. There are many times where conversation pieces or questions are asked. How do frum Jews do X, Y, Z? How could it be that this Talmud Chacham did this and this? How could it be that whatever it may be? Rabbi Yisai, we have to focus on over here. Nobody ever says, how does a frum person eat Chazon Yom Kippur? Because that is already beyond our definition of frum. The person is Chazon Yom Kippur, to us we understand it's not really frum. So what do we yes appreciate as being frum? In our mind we have some kind of picture of what's called frum, and that remains there, and a person can still misbehave on the side and remain frum, and how does a frum person do misbehave? We have to understand that if a person, I'm not talking about a once-off chet, that's ruach shtus sometimes, Rabbi Yisrael shall help all of us. But when a person misbehaves on a regular basis, and he uses Torah to misbehave, or he uses his power and power in the society that he's built on a recognition of being a great person, and he uses that to go against and abuse the power that he has and abuse people and abuse society and abuse Torah, then this person is not a Talmud Chacham or a Tzaddik or a Frum Jew who is misbehaving. He is somebody who has taken Ratzon Hashem and has totally trampled upon it and has become a walking encyclopedia. That is not Ratzon Hashem. That is not Ratzon Hashem. That is a person who's used taking Ratzon Hashem and taking Rabbeinu Shlomo and make a complete split between it. I can do this and I can do that. We have to, nobody is perfect. Rachmanim Islam, nobody is saying that we're perfect. Ein Sadik Boris Hashiyasa Toiv Lo Yechto. Nobody is perfect. But as much as we possibly can, we've got to live in a world of not stira. We have to understand that the reason why we're learning Torah, the reason why we're doing mitzvahs is not because there is mitzvahs and there's a Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us enormous opportunities to grow and to become great and to become tzaddikim and to purify ourselves and the family and society. We've got to grab these opportunities and use this Ratzon Hashem to make ourselves better people. But don't separate the mitzvahs and Hashem. Our only tshuka, only Ratzon, our only wish should be to make Kiddush Hashem in the world by using Ratzon Hashem in every single moment of our life. And that's Peshat later on in the parasha. The parasha talks about afterwards a very, very strange pasuk. You have to understand that the gravity of the moment, the enormity of what's going on over here, where Klal Yisrael sink in that they're not going to make it to Eretz Yisrael. And then the next pasuk goes on, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemur. Daber B'nei Yisrael Ma'ataleim, yeah, Ki Savoyu El Eretz Moshe Vaschem, Hashem Nisim Lechem, when they come to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's a bit of a sore point. It's going to take a while. We're not actually going to get to Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Shlom. Why are you giving me this mitzvah now? You're talking about Nadorim. Nadorim, Nadovus. What's Nadorim and Nadovus? A person says, I am not obliged to give this mitzvah. I'm not mechuyev to give it, but I want to give something else. And it starts the whole parasha dealing here with Neda or Nadova. Last is rech nuchoyach to make a kodesh boch ben abokim ben atzoyim vehikrim hamakiv kabon el Hashem min chasoyis. It talks about various different mitzvahs, yeah, and it carries on and it says, kol ezrach yase kochas eil lahakiv isherech nuchoyach Hashem. Everyone's the same, and if a ger is the same halacha as well, kasha tasa kein yase, the gersh do the same thing, and the kohol. Chukka achas lechem, the chukka achas one chok, velager hago, chukas oilam dorisichem. It mentions ager and again and again and again. Kochem kager yelefne Hashem, toira achas mishpat echot yelechem, velager hago itchem. Rabbi Yisrael, you know how many times it says ger in this posuk? Pliok itchem ger, velager hago, chukas oilam dorisichem, kochem kager yelefne Hashem, toira achas mishpat echot yelechem, velager hago itchem. Rabbi Yisrael, what's going on over here? So we understand. A ger is somebody who's idealistic. A ger is a prime example of a person who wants to change what he's had in the past and has come to the real clear realization there's nothing else that he really wants in this world but Ribbono Shel Olam. A very, very brave, idealistic individual. And we respect them, and we have to miss a ger. We love gerim. We love gerim. But on the other hand, when he talks about giving a makriv karbone, when he brings up a karbon of a neder and a dover, when a person is doing more than he needs to do, when a person is offering up more than that is obliged from him, you have to know that the apostle has exact clarification of how much it should go. The fale neder on the dover. Just one pause for a second. Yeah. In other words, people believe that tshuva is all about using your ideal. A person has a hiruhur for tshuva. You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to be different. I'm going to change the mold of being super frum. I wanted that the Klal Yisrael would go in a particular way. I want to be more. I want to break away to the extent that I have nothing to do with my past and be different to the society based on my frumkeit. Right? And people sometimes go off the thing, I have many, many, many Talmidim. Many Talmidim, Baruch Hashem, from my past, who I was working with Bali Truva, and working with people, and I've seen it. Unless a person knows that he doesn't go too quickly, and he consolidates, and he knows what he's doing, and why he's doing it, and he brings himself to the level slowly and doesn't go overboard. No, there's a guy who's a musician, right? So he went to certain Rav. Rav said, you're a musician, your tshuva now is to forget about music. Get rid of your guitar, throw away your music notes. I said, Chas v'sholem, Rabbi's giving you a talent, use your music. It's death rock music. Okay, so put a few chassidish words inside it and sell it to Lippe Schmelzer. Yeah? It doesn't matter, right? Use it for the right thing. It doesn't mean you've got to go overboard and be frummer than anybody else because now you're an idealist. That is taking Rabbeinu Shalom Rotzen Hashem and saying, Hashem, you have a Torah, I want to be frummer than your Torah. That is again taking the Kodesh Baruch Hu and taking the Rotzen Hashem and making a split. Using mitzvahs and Rotzen Hashem and making a division. When there is a Torah, there is a beautiful Shulchan Aruch that tells us what we should do every single moment of the day. And it's not that difficult. One has to follow it to the letter. Not do any more. No less either. But nothing more. Because if you do any more, then it's a Yetzer Hara pushing you, telling you do more and more and more. And again, it's taken away from Ratzon Hashem. So this parasha is dealing here with people who were kulam anoshim, great people, but they missed the point. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a detail, a major detail, but there's something in the big world outside of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Their tshuva of Klal Yisrael was, there's a very, very big Ribbono Shel Olam, but there's a mitzvah which is beyond the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no such thing. Our mitzvahs and Ribbono Shel Olam are one, and you cannot divide. You can't say this person is a very big Talmud Chacham and he has Avos Yisrael. This person is an Oved Hashem, yeah, and person's an Oved Hashem and he eats kosher. Of course you have Avos Yisrael, of course you have Avos HaTorah, of course you have Avos HaMitzvahs. It's all, if you're following Ratzon Hashem, that's it. The danger is when one splits it, and it's a Ratzon Hashem, and it's mitzvahs, then that's when a person can deviate, Rachmana Litzlan, and be a very deviant individual with the title of rabbi. That is the danger. That is a danger, and that's what we have to be aware of in this week's Parsha Shlach Lecha. That if you want to be'ezus Hashem, follow Ratzon Hashem, it's not that difficult. Look in the Shulchan Aruch and follow all the halachas by the letter. Nothing more is expected. Chuka achas, one chok, and be'ezus Hashem, Rabbeinu Shem should give us all the clarity and ability to follow these mitzvahs, to be Kadosh Shem Shemayim, and to follow Ratzon Hashem according to the letter of the law, and be'ezus Hashem, we should bring Mashiach to Kenev Meher of Yomeinu. Amen.